two movies, Disney's animated fairy tale Frozen 2 and the Mr. Rogers movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Both films aimed at different audiences and different age groups, but critic Bob Mondello says after seeing them both on the same day, he has been reconsidering what we mean by children's entertainment.
A bedtime story told to sister princesses Elsa and Anna by their dad sets up Frozen 2's new adventure.
You've seen an enchanted forest?
Yes, it was a magical place, but something went wrong. Since then, no one can get in or out.
Papa, that was epic.
Epic, and as they'll soon learn, tragic, but let's stick with epic as we flash forward to the post-Let It Go Elsa and Anna, living the dream in their Nordic kingdom with their pals Strapping Kristoff, Reindeer Sven.
How I wish this could last forever.
And snowman Olaf.
And yet change mocks us with her beauty.
What's that?
Forgive me, maturity is making me poetic. Tell me, you're older and thus all-knowing. Do you ever worry about the notion that nothing is permanent?
Anna hasn't worried about that, but the filmmakers appear to have spent a lot of time on notions of permanence, values holding true even as the stories around them change. Where the first Frozen was Disney's acknowledgement that its passive princesses in the past were not ideal models for contemporary girls, Frozen 2 spends much of its energy examining the world in which those princesses are growing up, a world designed here for audiences who've heard about indigenous peoples and how their contact with Europeans was problematic. An indigenous voice that only Elsa can hear beckons her to that Northland where something went wrong in Dad's childhood story.
You're not a voice, you're just a ringing in my ear. And if I heard you, which I don't, and spoken for, I fear. Everyone I've ever loved is here within these walls. I'm sorry, secret siren, but I'm blocking out your call.
The kingdom has cell phone service? Regardless, in the world of Frozen, you do not question a power ballad.
I am afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the unknown.
This is Frozen 2's earworm, or will be after we've heard it a few thousand times. Meanwhile, credit the filmmakers with a sure sense of millennial eco-politics, the very best of intentions regarding indigenous populations, and the budget to throw every pixel of digital eye candy currently available at a story that is centrally about sticking together when the going gets rough.
You are not going alone.
Anna, no, I have my powers to protect me. You don't.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, and I did it all without powers. So, you know, I'm coming.
The characters are sprightly, the songs tailor-made for the Broadway show they'll someday inhabit, and if Frozen 2's story feels as focus-grouped as it does well-meaning, well, did you really think Disney would follow up a $1.3 billion money machine by building a non-formulaic snowman? It's tempting to suggest that things were simpler and more innocent a few decades back, but anyone who thinks Fred Rogers wasn't following a formula wasn't paying attention. It just wasn't corporate or polished in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Rogers was folksy and charming, and Tom Hanks,
would you be mine? Could you?
Who plays him in Mariel Heller's A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, captures that sunniness.
Please won't you be?
As soon as he zips up his sweater.
My neighbor.
The film chronicles an interview Rogers did in 1998 with an Esquire magazine journalist whose life is fictionalized in the movie. But what isn't fictional is the Rogers' insistence on tackling subjects that no one else in broadcasting thought children could handle. Death, grief, anger.
And action.
When Rogers first spots journalist Lloyd Vogel while recording an episode about camping tents.
Do you know what this is?
He's spotting the journalist behind the camera.
It's Lloyd.
Is treated as comic.
Hold, please.
We can't fire him, can we?
But almost immediately, Rogers pulls things back to the real world, a world of hurt, when he sees bruises on Lloyd's face.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. What? Are you all right?
Play at the plate.
Mercy, that looks like it hurts.
Let's chat afterwards.
In fact, Matthew Reese's Lloyd was punched in the face by his father, and Mr. Rogers will get him to open up over time about that, much as he got children to think about pain in their lives. The impulse to deal with complicated topics, you'll note, is not that far from Frozen 2's taking on concerns about permanence. What's different is that the man Hanks is playing came naturally to those concerns, not with a Hollywood studio's calculation. But then he wasn't contemplating A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, too.
Yes, some things never
change. I'm Bob Mandela.
Like the feel of your hand in mine, some things stay the same. Like how we get along just fine, like an old stone wall that